I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For another bonus episode of Call Caroline, where we answer your burning questions with our guests. I have 1,000 horses, and we're going to get to it, so get excited. What do we got?
What's up, guys? Big fan. Thanks for taking my questions. So y'all are amazing songwriters, and you've written a lot of amazing songs. I'd be curious to know what your favorite song is and why. Not necessarily your biggest, or it could be, but just what's your favorite song? Like, why? What does it mean a lot to you? Also, you've played in a lot of cities, a lot of amazing cities on a lot of big tours. What's your favorite city to play in and why? Thanks, guys. Keep crushing it.
That's from the legendary Corey Crowder. I recognize that.
Nice. Favorite city to tour in?
My favorite city to play is Philadelphia.
Why?
Oh yeah,
I love the city of brotherly love. It's just great. Well,
that's very fitting for you guys.
I don't know why. I'm from Newberry, South Carolina. My dad owned a restaurant growing up, and so we had people from all over the place working there. And we still have great family friends that were from Philadelphia. You know, that are that I met there in that restaurant, and then growing up and going through life. You know, I've noticed that for whatever reason, most of my favorite people are from Philly.
What's it like being a restaurant kid?
I don't know.
Filling.
What's it like being a restaurant kid?
Yeah.
It was great. You know, really, it was...
I was never hungry.
Yeah,
I never
went hungry. You know, but I love the service industry and the team element of it. I love, you know, like, I don't want to go back to waiting tables ever, but when I did it, I loved it. It was cool, you know? I like that family of a restaurant, you know. I like that everybody, I like everything about it.
I love that. Okay, you Graham know? What's your favorite city? What's your favorite song too? He asked, what's your favorite song? It doesn't have to be your biggest hit.
Oh, my favorite song?
Yeah.
That changes all the time. But, you know, my favorite song, we have a new one called Drift Away coming out that I love. It is has a, you know, for me, it has a trance like quality to it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It, you get into like a whole, you get into the movie of the song.
Yeah, it's like you're drifting away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa,
I like that.
Call it drift away. Okay, what about you, Graham and Michael? Favorite city to tour in, favorite song?
Oh, I think my favorite city is Chicago. It's a great American city. You have a great lake right there. It's pretty unique. And my favorite song of ours, I think right now, is The Outside, the title track off the album, because it's such a rocker. It's such a statement of nobody's perfect. We all got scars, but like, you just got to live your life and just be your truest authentic self and don't stop. And that's kind of our message.
And it's okay if you're on the outside.
Yeah.
A little
and
on the
that's
outside.
It. And you know what? There's a lot of people on the outside, and therefore you make your own community and you're not on the outside. You know, you create the space for that. I don't know. It seems kind of like a mission statement of this band. And
I love that
song. We all wrote it together. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
I love it.
It's a statement.
I'm so glad y'all titled the album that too. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, babe, what about you?
One of my favorite cities to play in is Boston.
I love Boston.
I've always loved playing Boston. We've gotten to do Fenway a couple of times when we were on the Aldean tour.
With Jason Aldean and Kid Rock. That was epic. That show was epic.
You know, I've just always had a fond place in my heart for that city. It's always been fun. There's a lot of memories we've made there. You know, a lot of like milestones have happened. And like we celebrated Smoke going number one in Boston. We played the House of Blues with Kip Moore when we were nobody for the first time. It was a sold out crowd in Boston. We did Fenway Park two nights in Boston. Like, you know, my vocal doctors in Boston who kind of saved my voice when I had issues.
You would have vocal surgery, like get a polyp cut off.
Yeah, we kind of skipped over accidentally. Yeah, like,
that was part of the COVID.
Just found out that you had a polyp on your throat.
Yeah, that happened in the beginning of 2020.
Yeah, we could do a whole other podcast on just the years of like,
the COVID years for the 1,000 horses.
2022. That could be a whole other hour-long conversation.
So Boston's always a great place for me.
Favorite song?
You know, my favorite song right now at the moment and most personal song is the new song we just released, No News.
Why do you love it?
Well, because I wrote it with Drake White, who's a good friend of ours and an inspiration to me with everything that he's been through in life and what he's kind of, he's a fighter.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a winner. And
he had a stroke on stage and just had to learn how to walk again. And he was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
He was. And Chris Calbuta, who's a new friend of mine, who's a great songwriter, you know, it's just written from an honest place of like, we all had gone through a lot. And it, for me, it was more of a healing release to write that song and tell my story through it and the things that I'd been going through and how that feeling of finally it's when the phone stops ringing, the peacefulness of that is like a good thing because we'd all been getting,
because every time the phone rings,
well, yeah,
news.
We'd been getting hammered by life. You know, it was during the COVID years and all the things that I went through with, you know, vocal surgery to my losing my dad to losing another record deal to things getting shelved and having a child, which was a blessing, and then adjusting to being a father. And you know, it became very overwhelming. And to finally have it settle has been a beautiful thing. So that song's really personal for me.
I love that. Okay, we got one more question. Here, you just put these on. One more question. One more burning question.
No,
I don't get to hear it.
No.
Hey, 1,000 Horses, this is Chet from Philadelphia. It seems from your socials that food is a big passion that the band shares. I was wondering what your favorite food city is on tour. And if you guys could recommend your favorite Nashville meat and three combo. Thanks, big fan.
Big foodies, big food guys. Yeah.
We do love food.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chet from Philadelphia.
Chet from Philadelphia.
Did you say that was your favorite city?
Yeah. Philly.
Hey, get up close to that mic, Bill.
Philly in the house. Let's see. What is our favorite food city in America? Well.
Man. I mean, Philadelphia's got great.
Philadelphia is amazing.
Tomato pie and then an Italian sandwich.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go cheesesteak, too.
Oh, yeah, you get a cheesesteak.
But, I mean, I look forward to a Primanti Brothers sandwich in Pittsburgh every single time.
Yeah, Primanti
Brothers. So that's a magical thing if you haven't had one of those.
Primanti Brothers sandwich?
Well, there's a lot of things, but for the most part, it's, you know, coleslaw and French fries.
On a sandwich.
On Italian bread.
Yeah.
You know, I like to get a hot capicola with onions and the whole deal.
My favorite.
Cash only.
One of my favorite restaurants to visit when we're out west is in San Francisco called House of Nanking. It's a Chinese restaurant.
You love Chinese.
It is the Asian food. Best place, best Chinese food I've ever had in my life.
What do you get?
I get there like, you know, what would be equivalent to like General Tso's chicken. But like their chicken and their rice and their, I mean, everything on the menu is good. Their dumplings. But every time we're in San Francisco, like I will go by myself in a cab to get lunch or dinner there after the show.
In a cab.
Or Uber at this point.
Yeah, there's a cool place.
Well, you think of San Francisco, you think of cabs.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, come on, everybody watches Full House.
But they, last time we went to House of Nanking, we went with a whole group of people and we drug the whole like touring party out. And, you know, there's probably 8 or 9 of us. And we ordered, and too many people ordered chicken. And the waiter was like, no, too much chicken. Y'all don't know how to order. I'm just gonna bring you stuff. Yeah, and just walked off. Yeah. Like, no choices. Was like, no. Yeah, I've got you.
I know
and
better than you.
And everything they brought us was incredible,
unbelievable.
Yeah, aren't you glad he just took the reins?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, Graham, what's the best meat and three in Nashville too?
Oh gosh,
well, best. You got this.
Best meat and three in Nashville.
I mean, Arnold's. Is there anything other than Arnold's?
Arnold's doesn't exist anymore, though,
what?
Does it?
It was Arnold's.
Yeah, Arnold's was the king. Danger's is pretty amazing.
Ooh, yeah, but it's not there anymore either.
Jeez.
Nashville's
Sweats.
Changed, guys. When they say it's a different town,
it's a different town.
It's super good.
I feel so
Sweats
old.
Over there in like kind of, what, German, almost Germantown area somewhere?
Yeah, Rosa Parks.
I don't even know what part of town that is.
It's on 20th right there, I think.
Yeah, it's that special of a place. Sweats is great.
And I love the cutting board.
Oh,
yes.
By Brett Guest.
Ooh, the cutting board by Brett Guest.
Yes.
Food design.
Guest Hospitality Group.
The meatball sub. Is
yes, and the fried eggplant.
Is great.
Well, peppers. The peppers are, you know, and a little white wine and garlic.
Yeah, great pizzas too. Mm-hmm.
Grilled bread. Yeah. Love the cutting board.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me
on this
bonus episode of Call Caroline, where we answer your burning questions. Thank you so much for joining me for the podcast. I love you all.
We love you. I love you.
Thank you, Caroline.
Okay, thanks. We should get married.
Yeah. I'll see you at home.
Okay, I'll see you at home. I'm going to go pick up the child.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtime's a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.